Our next presenter is Chester Grube from the University of Arkansas, and the title of his presentation is Applicability of the Corn Stalk Nitrate Test for Furrow Irrigated Mid-South U.S. Corn Production.
Thank you for the introduction. I'd like to take this time to acknowledge my co-authors, including Dr. Trenton Roberts, Dr. Nathan Slayton, Dr. Jason Kelly, Kevin Lawson, and Jerem Davidson. The Corn Stalk Nitrate Test is a post-season nitrogen management tool that was developed in the upper Midwest to help corn producers fine-tune their nitrogen management program. For this test, measures the nitrate concentrations in the lower portion of the corn stalk to identify if inadequate, optimal, or excessive nitrogen was available to that corn crop. Corn is considered a luxury consumer of nitrogen, where if nitrogen is available to that corn crop, it will take it up regardless if it is needed for yield. If inadequate nitrogen is available to that corn, the nitrogen in the stems and the leaves will be translocated to the developing grain. However, if excessive nitrogen is available, then the excess nitrogen that is not used in grain fill will remain in the lower portion of the corn stalk. Benefits of this test is that it's site-specific and can also help us identify when we're over-applying our nitrogen fertilizer, where a majority of the tissue tests that are available to corn producers can help us identify if we have low or adequate nitrogen. However, they have problems separating the difference between adequate and excessive nitrogen. There's also a lack of visual symptoms whenever we over-apply nitrogen to corn, compared to when we have nitrogen deficiency symptoms. With this being a post-season management tool, it cannot help us correct our nitrogen fertilizer errors for the given year. However, it can help us adjust our nitrogen recommendations for the following corn crop within that field, where it is recommended to sample multiple years prior to ever making changes to our nitrogen program. This table is collected from the Purdue fact sheet, where on the far left is our category, followed by our stalk nitrate concentration ranges that represent each category in parts per million, and on the far right is our interpretation. If a producer is in the low category, that means that they have very low nitrate concentrations accumulating in their stalks, where this indicates that there's a high probability that if more nitrogen was available to that corn crop, they would have increased their grain yield. If a producer is in the optimal category, that's between 251 and 2,000 parts per million of nitrates in their stalks, where this indicates that they had adequate nitrogen that was available to that corn crop, they're maximizing their yield, where they didn't have too much or too little nitrogen available. And if a producer is in the excessive category, that's greater than 2,000 parts per million of nitrates in their stalks, where this indicates that there's a high probability that if less nitrogen was available to that corn crop, they still would have maintained the same yield. Where I'd like to point out, the stalk nitrate concentration ranges can vary from state to state, depending on the environment in that state, and also the different production practices being used. The objective of this research was to evaluate how applicable is the corn stalk nitrate test for furrow irrigated corn production in Arkansas, where the approach that we took was by collecting stalk samples from corn verification fields throughout Arkansas. The reason that we chose these corn verification fields is because when a producer is enrolled into this program, they are stating that they will use University of Arkansas recommendations to produce their corn, where we felt like this would be a great opportunity for us to get a good idea of how this test works in an Arkansas system. The picture on the bottom right identifies what furrow irrigated corn looks like, where corn is planted on raised beds and water is moved between the beds to irrigate that corn. A justification of my research is that we all know that nitrogen is essential producing maximal yield. Also, in times that we have decreasing corn prices or increasing fertilizer costs, this encourages our producers to implement best management practices to not only maximize our yield but also our profitability. We also know that when we improperly manage our nitrogen, whether it be over-applying it or improper placement of that nitrogen, can cause adverse environmental impacts, such as decreased water quality, where all three of these really encourages our producers to use best management on their nitrogen. There's also very little research that's been conducted on the corn stalk nitrate test and how their interpretations can be used in an Arkansas system, where we know that Arkansas uses very different management practices and can also achieve a different nitrogen use efficiency as well. Moving on, my materials and methods. Our field experiments were conducted in 2014 and 2015, where between these 2 years, we collected stalk samples from 11 corn verification fields, where corn was produced on silt loam soils and was managed using University of Arkansas production recommendations. The red dots are 2014 locations, and the blue dots are 2015 locations, where you can see that all of our locations were scattered on the eastern half of the state, which is where a majority of the row crop production occurs in Arkansas. Within each field, we established 10 different random sampling positions, and within each sampling position, we collected 5 stalks to represent that sample. All the stalk samples were collected within 2 weeks following black layer formation, which is physiological maturity. From there, these samples were processed and analyzed for nitrate concentrations. The photo on the top right identifies what section of the stalk that we are collecting our sample. Cuts are made from 15 to 35 centimeters above the soil surface, and we are removing that 20 centimeter segment as our sample. And the photo on the bottom right identifies the tool that we are using to consistently cut the heights above the soil surface. So moving on to my corn verification results. On the far left is our location, identifying the county and the year of each of our locations, where on the top half of the table is our 2014 locations, and on the bottom half of the table is our 2015 locations. Then we have our yield in megagrams per hectare, and in the middle of this table is our average stalk nitrate concentration, which is the average of all those 10 sampling positions to identify that whole field in parts per million, followed by our range in our stalk nitrate concentrations, where this is the range in our stalk nitrate concentrations being measured between the 10 sampling positions within that field. On the far right is our interpretation using the Purdue fact sheet with concentration limits identified at the bottom of this table. The first thing I'd like to point out is that based on our yield data, you can see that we had a very high yield potential at all of these locations. However, when we look at our interpretation of our results, all of our fields were identified in either the low or the optimal category. If one of our fields is in the low category, that means one of two things. Either we didn't put out enough nitrogen fertilizer at that location, or we had a very high nitrogen use efficiency, where based on our yield results, this would indicate to us that we had a very high use efficiency rather than the need to put out more nitrogen. If we look at our average stalk nitrate concentrations for our low categories, you can see that we are typically recovering very low averages, and we also have a very low range in our stalk nitrate concentrations between our 10 different sampling positions. When we look at a field in our optimal category, we are consistently recovering an average stalk nitrate concentration that is close to the lower limit of the optimal category, where we're also finding a much larger range in our stalk nitrate concentrations between the 10 sampling positions, where it would only take a few of these high sampling positions within this field to really pull this field from the low to the optimal category. I'd like to take a closer look at two different locations that have the same yield of 15.5 megagrams per hectare. However, one was identified in the low category and the other was in the optimal category. I'd like to take a closer look at the range in our stalk nitrate concentrations between our 10 sampling positions to identify why are these ending up in different categories. On the top left, we have our Arkansas County field, and on the bottom right is our Jefferson County field, where both of these tables are set up the same, where on the y-axis we have our stalk nitrate concentration in parts per million, and on the x-axis is our 10 different sampling positions within that field. If we look at the top left graph, that field was identified in the low category because all of the 10 sampling positions resulted in having 12 parts per million of nitrates or less at all of the sampling positions. However, when we look at the bottom right graph, this field is identified in the optimal category, and we're finding a much larger range in our stalk nitrate concentrations between those 10 sampling positions, where 7 of our sampling positions resulted in having nitrate concentrations that were very low. However, 3 of our sampling positions truly started to increase nitrate concentrations being accumulated in those stalks, where 2 of our sampling positions were high enough to really pull this field from the low category into the optimal category, which brings us to the question of what's causing these two sampling positions to be so high. The implication of the results is that we are finding variability within our fields. However, the source of our variability could potentially be different than the upper Midwest, where we know that Arkansas uses very different management practices, with one being irrigation. Arkansas producers need irrigation to maximize our yield potential. However, in the upper Midwest, very little irrigation is being used. Also, the timing that we're putting out our nitrogen fertilizers, where producers in the upper Midwest will put out almost all their nitrogen pre-plant, whether it be in the fall or the spring. However, Arkansas producers will split their nitrogen applications between a pre-plant and a majority of the nitrogen going out of side dress, which allows us to increase the nitrogen use efficiency of our fertilizers. So we know that we have variability within our fields, where a potential way for us to identify these sources of variability could be to match up, to go back to these corn verification fields and match up where we're collecting these stalk samples from our yield data and help us tease out what's really influencing our variability within these locations. The future direction of this research would be to further investigate the relationship between yield and stalk nitrate concentrations for an Arkansas system, where we can establish nitrogen response trials and develop our own concentration ranges to identify what would be considered low, optimal, or excessive for an Arkansas system. The graph on the bottom right is data collected from the northern U.S. On the y-axis, we have our relative yield as a percentage, and the x-axis is our nitrate concentrations in the stalks in parts per million. I'd like to point out here that a majority of their observations are being identified as either having optimal or excessive nitrogen, where relatively fewer of their observations are being identified as having very low nitrate concentrations in their stalks. Where this leads us to believe that there's potential for us to change our concentration limits to better suit an Arkansas production system. This is data collected from a nitrogen response trials in Arkansas for the last 3 years, where on the y-axis is our relative yield as a percentage, and on the x-axis is our stalk nitrate concentration in parts per million. Where the first thing I'd like to point out is that a majority of our observations are being identified as having very low nitrate concentrations accumulating in our stalks, where relatively fewer observations are being identified in the categories of what we consider optimal or excessive. If we overlay the Purdue fact sheet concentration limits, you can see that there's potential for us to adjust these concentration limits to better suit our production, as even though that we are finding the same physiological response. The photo on the far right is a visual representation of what the ear and the stalks look like in our nitrogen response trials when we are collecting these samples. We're at the very bottom, we're applying 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and we're increasing our nitrogen rates all the way up to 335 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Where typically, when we put out our 4 lowest nitrogen treatments, we're recovering very low nitrate concentrations accumulating in those stalks. It's not until we put out our 2nd highest nitrogen rate are we truly maximizing our yield and increasing the nitrate concentrations in our stalks. Where when we put out our highest nitrogen treatment is when we're finding observations that would be considered in the excessive category. Due to these results, I believe that the corn stalk nitrate test can have very economical benefit in Arkansas. However, more research needs to be conducted to identify concentration limits. I'd like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Trenton Roberts, the NSTAR Soil Testing Lab, the Corn Verification Coordinator, Kevin Lawson, and funding received from the Arkansas Corn and Grains Oregon Board. At this time, I'll be taking questions. Yes.
You said 10 stalks. Are they randomly chosen, or are they consecutive stalks in a row?
We established 10 different sampling positions within a field, so they were random positions. But
how
then those were just completely random, just scattered out over the fields. And within each sampling position, we collected 5 different stalks to represent that position. And those were also randomly selected within a very close range of that sampling position.
Did you have opportunity to evaluate yield variability in those fields to see if it matched the variability in your stalk nitrate?
The question was, do we have time to evaluate the yield variability associated with the corn stalk nitrate test variability? And actually, we did not have time to do that yet. So this is just preliminary data to really see what the problem was for an Arkansas production system and help adjust and help better suit our research to answer those questions. Yes?
The same hybrid across growers, or did it change by load?
The hybrids were different across growers.
I have a better question. Do you have that same master unit or different master unit? And do you kind of see any relationship with those corn master unit with the stock market response?
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
Did you, those master unit dates will be different, right? For those different corn fibers?
Yes, the maturity dates would be different.
Yes. So, did you see any kind of relationship with this different corn maturity rate and those nitrogen, stock nitrogen response?
We personally have not seen, but any differences in maturity dates. However, previous research has shown that the corn stalk nitrate test can change slightly due to variability in maturity dates and varieties that are grown. But we did not see any of those.
What's your opinion about the future of the corn stalk nitrate test given all these in-season tests that are present? Do you think there's a good future for that?
Personally, I do believe that there is a future in the corn stalk nitrate test, especially for an Arkansas production system, where it will allow us to, if we developed soil-based nitrogen tests to help us identify how much nitrogen we need to put out on that corn, this test can be done at the end of the season and help us justify, did we put out enough nitrogen and were we optimal on our nitrogen rates to help us identify if other tests were adequate at the end of the season.
Okay, let's thank our speaker one more time.